I'm just going to read a couple verses from selected verses from John chapter 1 and just share a short devotional with you before we close with candlelight carol singing. Reading from John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. All things were created through him, and apart from him, not one thing was created that has been created. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. That light shines in the darkness, and yet the darkness did not overcome it. He was in the world, and the world was created through him, and yet the world did not recognize him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, he gave them the right to be the children of God. To those who believe in his name, who were born not of natural descent, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We observed his glory. The glory as the one and only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Indeed, we have all received grace upon grace from his fullness. And as I was thinking about these verses, I was thinking about Christmas this year. And, you know, I don't know about you guys, but it seems like more so than other years this year, I've just, in the news and in talking to people and articles and whatnot, just heard so much more about worry and anxiety and grief, and how those interact sometimes to are exacerbated by the holidays sometimes. And I've just heard a lot about that this year, and because so many people use Bibles online now, we can actually track the things that they're looking up. And the most searched for Bible verse this past year was Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything. And in 2018, it was another verse about worry and anxiety. And in 2017, it was a different verse about worry and anxiety. And so I was just thinking about these things and thinking about John chapter 1 and just the life of Jesus and him becoming flesh and becoming one of us and sharing in our humanity. And one thing that we can say about that life is that Jesus was not unfamiliar with grief and fear and worry. Of course, shortly after he was born, Jesus had to flee for his life as a refugee to Egypt to escape Herod's persecution. And of course, when they were able to come back, they had to live in a disreputable town of Nazareth that nobody thought anything good could come from. And Jesus had to live a hard life, as everybody did in the first century, with some of the lack of medical technology and whatnot. It was a hard life, and he lived a life working manual labor with his hands. And all of the biblical evidence and the evidence outside of the Bible tells us that his father, Joseph, died while Jesus was still very young, which, of course, created additional stress in his life because he was the oldest male child. So that meant he had to take on all of that responsibility, which made it even more difficult when Jesus decided that his career path was to be the Messiah. And in Mark chapter 3, we learn that his family thought he was crazy, and they tried to talk him out of it. And in Luke chapter 4, we find out that his own religious community, his own synagogue, thought he was nuts too, so they tried to kill him and throw him off of a cliff. And then for the next few years, he lived a difficult life of itinerant ministry, where he said, the Son of Man, speaking of himself, has nowhere to lay his head. And then, of course, early in his 30s in his life, he's betrayed by one of his closest friends and put to death by his own people. And Jesus lived a very hard life. He was no stranger to difficulty, to fear, to stress, to grief, to worry, to anxiety. In fact, it very much marked much of his life. And as I was thinking about his life and what it says in John 1 about him becoming one of us, there's so many things that are applicable when we think about worry and grief and anxiety. One of the things is, as we think about Jesus and his life and the type of life that he lived and the things that he went through, is so helpful, you know, when you're dealing with worry and anxiety and in grief. We can't ignore that it's there. And so thinking about it and naming it and giving language to it and recognizing that it's there is so important. And this is why reading the Gospels and the life of Christ is so valuable to us as believers, because he suffered tremendously. And reading about Jesus in the Gospels and in the Psalms, with the life of David and the life of Jesus in the Psalms, it just gives us language and voice to that grief and that difficulty and that suffering. And it helps us to process it and to name it for what it is. And then, of course, beyond that, in John 1, we're thinking about relationships. They're so important. Family, friends, and relationships are so important when it comes to dealing with worry and grief and anxiety. And I love that it says in chapter 1, to those who believe, he gave the right to become the children of God. Speaking of this union that we have with God through Christ, he became flesh. He became one of us so that we could be united to God through him and no longer be orphans, Scripture says, but now be children of God. Irenaeus in the second century, early church father, said, God became what we are that we might become what he is. And now through Christ and the life he lived and the death he died and the resurrection, we now have this new divine family. We are now in God's family, and we now have a spiritual family, brothers and sisters that we never had before on this journey in life. Relationships and friendship and family, even if our natural ones aren't great. In Christ, we have so much grace upon grace of fathers, mothers, brothers, and sisters. And of course, when it comes to relationships, one of the most important things when it comes to stress and anxiety is the ability of others to empathize with you. And Jesus can empathize like nobody else. It says in Hebrews 4 that we do not have a high priest who's unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who's been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet did not sin. And to know that he is with us. We say Emmanuel, which means God with us. That was his name. To know that he's with us in our experience, that he knows what it's like to worry, to stress out, to have anxiety, to experience fear. He is with us in that and understands and can empathize. And then as I reflect lastly on John chapter 1, the thing that really wells up in my heart as I think about Jesus' life and what he did, what he gave up for us so he could become one of us and experience the life that we live, I'm so filled with thankfulness that we have received grace upon grace through Jesus. I love what Paul says in 2 Corinthians 9. He expresses it and he just says, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. As we think about giving to one another and what Jesus gave for us, it's an indescribable gift that gives us so much gratefulness and thankfulness for what he has done, which all the studies show, do you know that's the number one stress buster? Is literally counting your blessings, being thankful and being grateful for what we have, because we have so much, even in our difficulty. And even those of us who have little have so much in Jesus. And the other thing that we know from the study of worry and anxiety and grief, some of these things that I've talked about, you know, identification of the things that we're going through, of giving voice to it and sitting in it, of relationships, of empathy, of thankfulness, of all of these things, it doesn't help if you know that those will help you in stress and anxiety and worry. Doesn't help. We have to practice those things in order for them to have any effect in our lives. And so my thought for you this evening, as we think about Jesus and his life and the life that he lived on our behalf, my hope is that sometime tonight, maybe when you're in bed, you have a quiet moment, or tomorrow or in the next couple of days, you just stop for a moment and give thanks that he is with you, that he knows you. He knows you in your worry, and he knows you in your suffering, and he knows you in your anxieties. And just give thanks to him for the relationship that you have. If the natural ones aren't great, thankful for the relationship that you have with God through him, and for the brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers that he's given you in Christ, in the family of God, that we would rejoice in that and allow gratitude and thanksgiving to well up in our hearts for us to overcome our circumstances that we're in with gratitude for all that he has done for us and the indescribable gift that we've been given in Jesus. So as the band comes up, I'm just going to pray as we close, and then we're just going to close with some carols by candlelight. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you so much for sending your son, Jesus, whose birth we commemorate this evening. And Jesus, we thank you that you came, that you lived for us, Lord, for all that you went through on our behalf, Lord. We just worship you this evening, and we thank you. Our hearts are filled with gratitude and praise. So grateful for all that you've done, all that you've done, and that you've not left us as orphans, but that you are truly with us in all of our ups and all of our downs and all of the good and the bad, that you are with us and you know and you understand and you empathize with us in our weakness. And we thank you for this family that you've given to us. We're so grateful, Lord, that you've given us an eternal, unshakable family, Lord, that you will never leave us and you will never forsake us. We're grateful to you. And we just worship you in Jesus' name. Amen.